This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, Lee, I was listening to your news and it's spreading. The disease of the judicial dictators, yeah. And they are a disease. Because as Jonathan Turley said, look, all of this is going to get overturned. It will. Or pretty close to all of it. He said he's never seen rulings like this by judges. Normally you, and I know what he's talking about because I used to cover federal court as a reporter. You're going to do something big, especially a blanket injunction like this. It's going to go for 100 to 150 pages, your ruling. These judges are turning in like half a page, one page. This is single space, you understand? I mean, double space, you understand? It's like that guy trifling on his quarter report. You know, there's no legal argument. And Turley's saying, the Georgetown Washington law professor on Fox News, look, I mean, it is ridiculous. Alito is right. The Supreme Court saying, how is the Supreme Court even ruling on this? There's no arguments. And they're issuing, you know, injunctions, halts, emergency freezes. Based on what? They're not even making legal arguments. Why? Because they can't. They'll lose. They don't have legal arguments. This is judicial bullying. You are watching the takeover of the executive branch by the judiciary. Now, watch the ball move here, okay? It started with Boasberg, who was the first to float this idea. Well, you know, if the Trump administration doesn't obey my illegal orders that I had no jurisdiction to give, then I will appoint a prosecutor to criminally go after members of the Trump administration. He said that last week. Okay? He got slapped down. And I said, this will spread. This will spread. The judicial dictators will begin to do this. And you're going to watch in blue areas, in blue districts, the leadership of the Trump team get dragged in criminally and prosecuted. Okay? U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes just did what I predicted, saying the administration's ignoring court orders, obstructing legal processes, acting in bad faith by refusing to provide information about steps they've taken to free St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, the most highly valued MS-13 member in all of America and an illegal immigrant and a human trafficker.
How does a judge appoint a prosecutor?
Well, they're saying they can. They're saying they have the right to do it. Boasberg's done it. And so, or said he would.
Okay, I never heard of that.
Well, yeah, but okay. Anything is possible in a blue district with a Democrat judge and Mike Johnson and John Thune asleep at the switch. Every day that goes by without that legislation restraining these judges moving in the House or the Senate is another day they get bolder and bolder and bolder. Lee, it has gotten so absurd through Mike Johnson's inaction and John Thune's inaction that they're now talking about openly jailing Trump administration members for deporting people with active deportation orders from a court. Let that sink in. And if you have any doubt that it is the plan, because this is a coup, it's a judicial coup, Senator Amy Klobuchar announced it. And even Dana Bash of CNN was shocked. She had asked twice, you're going to do what? Now, understand what Klobuchar is talking about here is criminal contempt. She's talking about, this is exactly where Paula Innes, however she says his name, X-I-N-I-S, is going with this. Take a listen. She's announcing it on CNN.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
Okay, Dana Bash is so shocked, Lee. I mean, she's a liberal in good standing. Listen, she's like, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? And listen, by the way, what Klobuchar just said there. She's talking about the secretary. She's talking about criminally trying Kristi Noem. Understand what they're saying here.
Go ahead. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure, you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy this, the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the way our law works. Yes.
Why not? Mike Johnson, sit by, suck his thumb, and watch the whole thing go down. Every day they get bolder. And you know what's the, you know what's going on here, okay? Because Boasberg really set the template for this. His absurd argument is, okay, the Supreme Court ruled that I don't have any jurisdiction. And I knew that when it came to my court. And I just wanted St. Kilmar back. I wanted the Trendy Aragwas back. So I just made some rulings. But his argument is, Trump should have done what he said before the Supreme Court overruled him. Ergo, Trump's in contempt. That's what they're going to start doing. That's what she's setting up. She's going to get overturned. Supreme Court's going to overturn her, more than likely. But in the meantime, she wants to set up contempt, criminal contempt, start the prosecutions. So every time I say, well, they can't put Trump in prison because the Supreme Court has, you know, he's got immunity, right? He's acting officially. Well, they're going to check and see if they can put the entire upper echelon in.
After the cabinet.
Yes. And that's why this judge has done the same thing as Boasberg. Hey, give me the names of everyone involved in this. They're preparing for prosecution. Well, then what happens? Well, I guess theoretically Trump could pardon them, but then we're going to have a massive fight over the next case and the next case and the next case and the next case. They're all going to go this route. So that now we're in an area we've never been in this country. Does he issue an absolute blanket pardon? Can a pardon go forward in perpetuity? So they can just, you know, do their job of deporting Trendy Aragua and MS-13? Does he need to pardon them every week on Monday? And then the Democrats are going to say, this is the Gestapo. These guys are criminals. They can't even operate without a pardon. This is where it's going. Or the Republicans could stop it. Their choice. Because this is where it's going. And I mean, I never thought I would think about this for a minute, okay? St. Kilmar had 3 immigration hearings. All of them came out the same. He's leaving. He's got a deportation order. By law of this country, once you are found to be a terrorist group and designated as such, then any orders from a judge, oh, hey, the 18th Street gang might kill him because he's MS-13, out the window, gone, null and void. Doesn't apply for a member of a terrorist group. So he's gone, as he should be. And now the Supreme Court's like, well, I mean, at least indicating it's not a final ruling, Lee. We might have to have a ruling for, you know, a trial for each one of them, basically a hearing, I should say. As Trump correctly said, that'll take 200 years.
Which is the plan.
If Trump sends him out anyway, they'll put him in prison. And then we're going to have hearing after hearing after hearing. You're going to see Kristi Noem in handcuffs. You're going to see Tom Homan in handcuffs, which is where they want him. And they're going to be arguing. You're going to have one judge saying, yep, he goes back to prison. Another judge saying, you know, go pick him up. Trump refusing to turn him over. This is where they're going, just so you understand. Now, we could stop it at any point, but this is the ball is rolling down the hill right now. And then it's going to be arguments over one judge to say, well, Trump might have given him a criminal pardon, but it doesn't, you know, you can't forward pardon somebody for pre-crime, unless it's Hunter Biden. And you can't do that. So Tom Homan can't go out on the scene today, arrest him. Then another judge is going to overturn it. And it's going to go on and on and on and on. Well, Jim Jordan rolls up his sleeves and gives interviews about how it's also very unfair. And Mike Johnson guffaws for the camera about how very unconstitutional it is, but does nothing. What do these people do all day up there? Honest to God, what do they do? Huh? But that's what's emboldening these judges. This is where they're going. But the good news is, Lee.
There is good news somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if that was going to come up.
If Trump wasn't making progress, incredibly scary progress to these people, they wouldn't be doing this.
True.
Right? I mean, yesterday we just indicted the entire upper tier of Trende Aragua leadership and we're trying them RICO style. Democrats can't stop that. That's a disaster. Who will bring their voters to them? Not good. Not good. We incarcerate them here. They can't even let them out. They're going to have to get new ones past the military, which is controlling the border. They are panicking. They did not think Trump would come for the networks they've built with these gangs. And Trump's doing it effectively, or they wouldn't be fighting this hard.